This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد, حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات, حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة والأخوات, لقد بين الله سبحانه وتعالى وأخبرنا في كتابه المبين عما يبقى للإنسان بعد موته, فقال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة ياسين بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. هذا الإنسان إما أن يورث أعمال تضر به أو تنفعه بعد موته. ولقد جمع أهل العلم وأهل الحديث أحاديث تتكلم عن الأجور التي تصب على المؤمن صب في قبره بعد موته, تقريبا 40 حديث. سوف نعيش اليوم وإياكم أحاديث من هذه الأحاديث التي تتكلم عن الأجور التي تبقى للمؤمن في قبره بعد موته. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has indicated to us in terms of what remains to us after our death. When he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, we indeed have created, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, we give people and then we create in Allah a death and life, and then what happens? And we record everything. Everything is recorded. Where? In the scrolls. The Ahl al-Ilm, they have explained or they have compiled sets of hadith that talks about what do the believer or what remains to the believer after he dies in his grave in terms of hasanat. يعني he may die for a year or 10 years or 100 years or 1,000 years, yet his, I wouldn't say bank account, but forgive me, let me say, bank account of hasanat still generates hasanat although he's in his grave. His salah is over. His Quran is over. His dhikr, everything is over. But there are certain actions that keep on generating hasanat for him although he is in his grave. What are some of these hasanat or what are some of these deeds? Let me share with you one hadith. In fact, there are 40 hadiths altogether that talks about the a'mal, the hasanat, the ujur that a man will get in his grave after his death. I want to leave only with one hadith today, inshaAllah ta'ala. This hadith, هذا الحديث, أخرجه ابن ماجح في السنن والبيهقي في شعب الإيمان وحسنه الألباني من حديث أبي هريرة قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن مما يلحق المؤمن من عمله وحسناته بعد موته, إن مما يلحق المؤمن, نحن نتكلم عن المؤمن, من عمله وحسناته بعد موته, أولا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: علما نشرح, علما نشرح, أو ولدا صالحا تركه, أو مصحفا ورثه, أو مسجدا بناه, أو بيت لابن السبيل بناه, أو نهرا أجراه أو صدقة تصدق بها قبل موته. سبعة أشياء. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in the hadith reported by Ibn Majah and Al-Bayhaqi, and it's been classified as good hadith by Sheikh Al-Bani rahmatullah alayh, the hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira. He said that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that these that the mu'min keeps on receiving after his death. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned seven of them. This is just one hadith. Like I mentioned, there are 40 hadith which have been compiled. Today I'm only going to talk about this particular hadith and shed the light on these seven things that the Prophet has mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first thing he said, عِلْمًا وَعِلْمًا نَشَرَحْ. عِلْم, which we have, he has spread. And what he means here, my brothers and sisters, عِلْم, which he has spread, does not mean that this person was a scholar and he went to university so-and-so and that university so-and-so and then he studied and then he came and all his life was dedicated to عِلْم. عِلْم النَّشَرَحْ could be something as simple as you heard the hadith. The hadith that says, مثلاً, من قال قل هو الله أحد عشر مرات بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. حديث صحيح. من قال قل هو الله أحد, حديث simple, something like whosoever reads قل هو الله أحد 10 times, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. You heard that hadith and then you spread it. Maybe on your social media, maybe to your friends, maybe at work, maybe with your families, and you practiced it. And anybody else who comes to learn that hadith from you and practice it, you will get the same ajr. And so on and so forth, generation after generation, because of a small hadith, or something that maybe you have learned, a hadith or some sort of dhikr, you know, people we did not know about, they have learned from you, and then they start practicing it. And then it's something that, you know, you see some, today lots of people, they start sharing and forwarding things on social media and whatnot. Before you share something, please make sure that that thing which you are forwarding to others is sound and authentic. Before you just keep on, yeah, nonchalant. A lot of things that happen out there which are totally wrong and fake. And we keep on forwarding them. Something as simple as that. علم نشرح. That's number one. And each one, with all due respect, my brothers and sisters, requires one full khutbah. But I'm going to just shed the light on some of these things, inshallah ta'ala, in the next 20 minutes I have left. عِلْم نَشَرَحْ. That's number one. Or he said, وَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَحْ. وَهَذِي تَحْتَاجُ إِلَى خُطَبْ. وَوَلَدًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَحْ. And a righteous son, which he has left behind him. A righteous son. كلنا نتمنى أولاد صالحون يرفعون رأسنا بعد موتنا يدعو لنا بعد موتنا. We all wish to have righteous children who in fact can carry our legacy and carry our names and make us feel proud as fathers and moms, as our community. I dream of that day. I dream of that day and I keep on dreaming. And the least we could do is dream. To dream of a center, an Islamic center run by youth. I dream of that day. To have an Islamic center managed and right and run by the youth. And my brothers, when I say community or the Islamic community, just let me clarify this, because I had it wrong myself. When we say Islamic community, we think Islamic community is a masjid. We think Islamic community is a center. Islamic community is not a center. Go and do your research. Islamic community would encompass of something called, maybe an Islamic center. Something called Islamic businesses. Something called Islamic school. Something called social work for the elderly. Our own politicians. Our own doctors, our own lawyers, our own, you name it. This is what makes an Islamic community. You tell me, all over Canada, do we have such a thing as an Islamic community run solely by the youth? I wish to dream of that day. We all want, like I said, pious children. We wish to have, and we pray the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our children with the to be upright, to bless them. We all want them to conform to the highest ethics of morals. We want to have children who can take the torch from us at some point and run. Who says that your child one day cannot be the Prime Minister of Canada? Who said that he cannot? I saw something which I'd like to share with you, although I may, some of you may disagree, but I have to. I'm part of the Canadian Council of Imams, and there was this video that's been spread all over about this seminar or conference that happened last week. And there was this video about this troublemaker lady. She is a troublemaker who tried to get into the conference, and she was stopped. And some man, which I wish he didn't speak, which I wish he kept silent, who came and he only caused harm more than good. He did not know how to speak to her, so chawana. Like I said, I wish he stopped. I wish he didn't even talk. And the problem, I think, is we are putting the wrong people in the wrong positions. The Prophet Muhammad talked about this. This is one of the signs of the hour. Putting the wrong people in the wrong positions. This is why I say and I keep on saying, all youth, even if your child, your daughter, when I say children, hey, sisters as well. Your daughter, your son, we need to train them. We need to equip them. We need to arm them with essential tools to be able to run, to be able to manage, because they are talented. And with all the respect, love of us in our masajid, we are kicking out our kids from our centers. I respect the youth, and I respect the elders, Jazakumullah khair. Our elders, my fathers, our uncles who came and established the masajid, Jazakumullah khair. You've done your best, you've done your job. Hand the keys. To whom? To your children. Let them run. Let them talk. Yes, you can guide them. Be with them. Yes, let them talk. Let them run. وَإِبْنًا صَالِحًا تَرَكَهُ I'm a righteous son, okay, which he has left behind him. As the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has reported by Muslim, when a man dies, all his actions will come into an end. All his actions will be terminated, except of three. One of them is a righteous son who will be making dua for them. My sisters and brothers, you know the hadith which is in Bukhari? Hadith Sahih in Bukhari. When the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned a man when he comes in the Day of Judgment, then he will find himself in a very high ranks in Jannah, very high ranks. And they say, Ya Rabbi, how did I get all this? Then Allah revealed to him, هَذَا بِفَضْلِ اسْتِغْفَارِ ابْنَكَ لَكَ This is true, the istighfar that your son was making for you after you died. You died. Yet your son, yet your daughter, yet your child kept on making dua for you and seeking istighfar for you. And sisters and brothers, one of the best things to do for our children, to for their upright, is to make dua for them. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Surah Al-Furqan. And those who say, Oh our Lord, bestow on us. Those will be the corners of our eyes. From our spouses and our children. And dua Ibrahim. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءِ The dua of Ibrahim. A man came to, wanted to meet Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman. They told him he's in the masjid. So he went and he rushed the masjid. People finished the salah. They prayed salah already, and they went home. But this man stayed, the Sahabi, Hudayfa. He stayed, and a son of his was waiting for him in the back. Just like, you know, you're here, and your son is waiting outside, waiting for you. So the man stayed and waited, until Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman finished the salah. And then he says, Wallahi, I increased my salah only for him. يعني for my son. أنا صلاة, it's over, خلاص, finished. But I had to pray more, like I make more dua for who? For my son. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him. Ibnan salihan taraka. Oh, mushafan warrata. Or a mushaf. A mushaf which she has left behind. Meaning, يعني, for instance, in this masjid, you know that they have a Quranic school, for instance. And then you say, I want to sponsor all the masahif. All the Qur'ans, in a masjid, or any masjid, you go, well, how much would it take you, Allah? Well, how much would it cost you to buy some Qur'ans? Sometimes some people, they get them for free. They call the embassy of this country or that country, you know, Muslim embassies, they send you a package, balash, free. And then you put it in a masjid. Anybody who comes to read, mushafan wa ghatha. Something like that. Or, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, Masjid al-Banah, a masjid which he has built, or a masjid which he has established. Some of you may say, Wallahi, but in the hadith of the Prophet, whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. And this masjid, you don't have to build the whole masjid. If you were to contribute or even pitch in into building a masjid, you will get the same reward. Or, Baytan li ibn sabili banah. Or a house, يعني what it means, Ibn Sabil are those travelers at the time of the Prophet. You know, a lot of people travel for businesses and whatnot, sometimes they get stuck and they have a place, they need a place to stay. So there's something called Bayt Ibn Sabil for Ibn Sabil. Even Zakah, you can give it to Ibn Sabil. So some people who say this is some sort of an endowment, waqf, a Bayt waqf, this is another hasanah which would also follow you in your grave. أو نهراً أجرا. Please forgive me for this one. I will sit down and I will take my time to talk about the last two ones, including أو نهراً أجرا. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أو نهراً أجرا. من أعظم الصدقات السقي أو سقي الماء كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أعظم الصدقات والقربات إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. From the greatest صدقات is الماء, سقي الماء. إيش سقي الماء؟ Building a well. Or a something as simple as, you know those water coolers? You bring a water cooler outside of your office, outside of your home, in a masjid. Anybody who comes to drink from it, you will get the ajr until the end of time. Let me tell you some of the beauties of saqil ma'. There's a man by the name of Al-Hakim, Imam Al-Hakim. You may have heard of him, Imam Al-Hakim, صاحب the very well-known book, Imam Al-Hakim. He had كان له قرحة في وجهه. He had a wound in his face, which lasted for years. He's been trying to nurse it for years, but he couldn't. He couldn't. For years, he's been so much so that fuss came out of it. تقيحت. So what happened? Somebody told him, قال له أحد, اسقي الماء. اسقي الماء. Somebody told him, give صدقة, water, صدقة. So he went and he built, بنى حوض جن بيته. He built a small water fountain next to his home. And he used to pour, you know, cold water every day. And people used to come and drink from that water. Wallahi, the hadith says, the man who narrates, he says, مَا مَضَتْ إِلَّا بِضْعَةْ أَيَّامْ حَتَّى شَفَاهُ اللَّهُ. Only a few days later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa. Another man came to Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, one of the pious predecessors, who had another wound in his foot, and told him, يَا Abdullah, آدَتْنِي. Oh, Abdullah, it really, I'm suffering for this harm, and it's really causing me a lot of pain, this wound, so much that, you know, qay' was coming out as well, you know, fuss was coming out. Then he told him, seek a place, some qariya, you know, some village where people don't have water, and they have to travel from very far to get water, and help them build a well for them. And that's what he did. He looked and looked and looked for some old people, poor people in this neighborhood where they used to travel for miles to get some water. And then he built a well for them in their house. Only a few days later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa by virtue of that sadaqah which he had given. Sadaqat al-ma'amaisis. And you know, some of you know, in our countries, in some Arab countries, in some Asian countries where people, women, old women, they have to travel for very far. They have to travel very far carrying those, you know, bottles in their backs and their donkeys, akramakumullah, just so that they can get water. Maybe pipe, wala, a well. The wudu in the masjid is same thing, same amount. If you say, I want to sponsor the wudu in the masjid, I want to sponsor, this will come to you in your grave after your death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long life. And last but not least, my brothers and sisters, the final thing is, وَصَدَقَهْ تَصَدَّقَ بِهَا فِي حَيَاتِهِ, as the Prophet Muhammad said, and sadaqah which he has given in his life. أيها الإخوة الأخوات, صدقة هذا لا تحتاج, يعني يعني تحتاج إلى كلام كثير ولا تحتاج إلى كلام كثير, لأن تكلمنا في صدقة وأنتم أعلم مني, أنتم أعلم. You all know the virtues of the صدقة. And I told the brother earlier, I said, wallahi, I'm thinking to write a book just about the virtues of صدقة, the virtues and the fruits of صدقة. I'm here, look at me here. وين رحت؟
The book.
The virtues of صدقه. المال مال الله. وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم. مال الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and give them from that wealth which Allah has given to you. So the wealth which we have is not ours. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first thing a man will really have a regret in his grave, as Ahlul Indi have said, an opportunity which he has been given to give sadaqah, and he did not. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse number 10, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. قال أهل العلم, نظر فوجد أن أفضل الأعمال التي تقرب إلى الله الصدقة, فتأمنا أن يرجع للحياة حتى يتصدق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, says in Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse number 10, and give from that which we have blessed you with, that which we have sustained you with, before death comes to you, and a man shall say, alas, I wish, oh Allah, he will say, bring me back, give me life again, bring me back, not to go and make hajj, or to go and pray, and to go and read Qur'an, which are amazing things. But he said, oh Allah, give me a chance to go back and give sadaqah. And give sadaqah. My dear brothers and sisters, a man by the name, radiallahu anhu wa radah, Ibn Khudayj. Rafi' Ibn Khudayj, remember this name, Rafi' Ibn Khudayj. As-sadaqah tasuddu sab'ina baban min abwab as-sura. 70. He said, As-sadaqah wards off 70 gates of evil. Sadaqah, charity, wards off. Yeah, it closes, it avoids, it helps you avoid 70 gates of evil. Such as what? Gates of evil. Something from Bab min Abwab al-Su. And Ibnak Ya'uqak. Maybe your child will dishonor you. A disobedient son is one of the gates of evil. Maybe losing your job is one of the gates of evil. All these will be saved by sadaqah. Or, may Allah forbid, a divorce is a gate of evil. An accident, a gate of evil. Going bankruptcy, a gate of evil. Sickness, a gate of evil. Maitat as-su, the evil death. You may have heard. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, even today, somebody was just with us. He was fine, smiling, mashallah, tabarakallah, very strong. And then all of a sudden, something called mawtatul fuj'ah, the sudden death. The sudden death is regarded to be one of the maitat as-su. The sudden death, it's an evil death. Allah will save you through, by virtue of the sadaqah which you have given. Because the Prophet Muhammad also says, Al-mu'minu tahta dhilli sadaqatihi yawm al-qiyamah. The believer is under the shade on that day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day, the day when equivalent to 50,000 years, the sun on top of the head, people are sweating, and people are not only sweating, thirsty, hangry, scary. They're scared, terrified. The day of Hisab, the day of judgment, how the day? The believer will be under the shade of his sadaqah. The sadaqah which you have given will come and shade you, put you under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ Whatever you give from good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ It is for your own good. The sadaqah, it is for us, wallah. It is us that we have to go and give the sadaqah. The miskin is there, or the center is there, and will remain. And the project is there, and will remain. It is us who need to give the sadaqah. Why? Because it will come. It will come after our death, and not only shadow us, but also enlarge our grave upon us. It will put barakah in our lives, it will put barakah in our lifespan, it will put barakah in our health, in our wealth. There is, like I said, there's so much we can talk about the sadaqah. My sisters and my brothers, you cannot take your wealth with you. After you die, you cannot take your wealth with you. But what you can do instead, you can have your wealth, tastaqbiluk fil akhirah. You can have your wealth welcome you in Jannah there. You cannot take it with you, but your wealth can welcome you there, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is why Aisha, she understood. And before she gives sadaqah, she used to take, see, she did something funny. She used to take the, and I'm done. She used to take her money, whatever she used to give in sadaqah, dip it in atar, dip it in some perfume, and then she would give it as charity. Why, Aisha? She says, because it goes into the hands of Allah first, before it's in the hands of the miskin. The sadaqah goes into the hands of Allah first. هذه الصدقة تنفعك أكثر مما أنك تظن. And whoever built or sponsored that water container there, or the water container or cooler at the sisters, wallahi, that person, they don't know the ajr that they are getting from that. If they only know, they will fill everywhere they go with wealth صدقات. May Allah help you, may Allah reward you, may Allah bless you. بارك الله فيكم. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فيكم. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظكم ويحفظ أولادكم. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينور دربكم. أسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعفو عنكم ويغفر لكم ويرحمكم ويكرمكم ويشفي مرضاكم. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت. اللهم اهدنا وهدينا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهدنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه واهدنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاشا من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا وقضيت يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام واجعل منهم مخذول من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام ولا تجعل احدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم يا رحيم ارحمنا يا رحيم ارحمنا يا رحمن ارحمنا يا غفور اغفر لنا يا غفور اغفر لنا يا كريم اكرمنا يا شافي في مرضانا يا شافي في مرضانا يا ودود ارزقنا حبك حب من يحبك حب العمل يقربنا الى حبك. اللهم يا غفور اغفر لنا يا غفور اغفر لنا يا تواب تب علينا يا عفو اعف عنا يا عفو اعف عنا يا عفو يا فتاح يا فتاح افتح لنا ابواب الخير. اللهم يا حفيظ احفظنا واحفظ اولادنا وبناتنا يا رب العالمين. يا حفيظ يا حافظ احفظ اولادنا وبناتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ شبابنا اللهم احفظ شبابنا اللهم احفظ شبابنا يا رب العالمين. ان نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم ارحم والدينا الاحياء منهم اغفر لهم واكرمهم واحسن اليهم يا رب العالمين. احسن اليهم يا رب العالمين اغفر لهم اهديهم الى صراطك المستقيم. والاموات منهم اغفر لهم تجاوز عنهم نور مدخلهم انس وحشتهم نقهم من الخطايا كما نقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اغسل من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. عباد الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واقم الصلاه.